Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is continuing coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now back to the courtroom.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All parties having anything to do before the Honorable First Justice W. Pannoni, now sitting in the Dedham Superior Court, with and for the County of Norfolk, draw near, give your attendance, you shall be heard. God save the Commonwealth and this good court. Thank you. May be seated. Court is now in session. Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning. Thanks, Jim.
22-117, the Commonwealth versus Karen Reed. Counselor, could I have you identify yourselves for the record?
Adam Lally for the Commonwealth. Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning, Mr. Lally.
Good morning, Your Honor. Laura McLaughlin for the Commonwealth.
Morning, Ms. McLaughlin.
Good morning, Your Honor. Alan Jackson, Ms. Reed.
Good morning, Mr. Jackson.
Good morning, Your Honor. Elizabeth Little, also.
Good morning, Ms. Little.
Good morning, Your Honor. David Yannetti for Karen.
Good morning, Mr. Yannetti. Good morning, Ms. Reed.
Good morning, jurors.
Good morning.
So I have to ask you those same three questions. Were you able to follow the instructions and refrain from discussing this case with anyone since we left here on Monday?
Yes.
Everyone said yes or nodded affirmatively. Were you also able to follow the instructions and refrain from doing any independent research or investigation into this case since we were last here? Everyone said yes or nodded affirmatively. Did anyone happen to see, hear, or read anything about this case since we left here the other day? Everyone said no or should.
Okay, thank you. May we have Mick Valair, please?
Just watch your step again.
You raise your hand. You saw this with the evidence of the court and jury in the case down here. It's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Could you spell your last name again?
Sure. V-A-L-L-I-E-R.
All right, Mr. Lally, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Now, Mix Valair, when we had left off the other day, I believe you had just looked at some photos of item 7-16, is that correct? If you recall.
It's been a few days.
Approach, Your Honor.
Yes.
And Mix Valair, I'm going to show you a series of 6 photographs. I ask you to just review those for a couple minutes.
All right, so I'm going to remind both of you to keep your voices up. Mr. Lally, when you're facing the witness and you're this close, I guarantee you nobody behind you can hear you.
Understood.
Mm-hmm.
And Ms. Valera, do you recognize what's in those photographs?
I do.
And what do you recognize those to be?
Photos that I took of item 7-16.
May I approach the witness, Your Honor?
Yes.
Your Honor, the Commonwealth will seek to introduce in a minute the next exhibits.
Can I just see them, please? No objection.
Your Honor, for the record, those are exhibits 332, 333, 369, 370, 371, and 372.
Thank you.
332 and 333, which skip the law.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. With the court's permission, may I have those published for the jury?
Yes.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could have photograph 2059.
Yeah.
And Ms. Valera, do you recognize what's up on the screen? Is that photograph, which is now marked as 332?
Yes.
And is that one of the items from 7-16 next to the ruler with the measurements corresponding to that item?
Yes.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could have photograph 2081. I believe 2061, I apologize. And Ms. Blair, what's up on the screen is that another piece from 7-16 that's now been marked as exhibit 369?
Yes.
Now, Ms. Weir, as far as this particular item is concerned, with reference to sort of the texture of that particular piece of plastic, what, if anything, did you note or observe in reference to that?
I'm sorry, the texture?
I'm sorry, do you have the laser pointer in front of you or not?
Oh, yes.
Now, as far as the surface area of that particular piece of plastic, was it, how would you describe that?
I mean, there are little dots on it. They're not, they're just like dimples of a sort.
Stippling or dimples of some sort on the piece of plastic?
Yes.
And as far as those sticklings or dimples on the piece of plastic, were those flush with the rest of the plastic? Were they raised a little bit? How were they sort of configured?
I don't recall.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could have photograph 20. Forgive me, Your Honor. 064. And again, Ms. Blair, what's up on the screen has now been marked as exhibit 371. Do you recognize that?
I do.
And that is another piece next to a ruler, essentially memorializing its measurements from item 7-16. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Your Honor, may I approach the witness?
Yes.
Ms. Valera, I'm showing you another series of 11 photographs. I ask you to look at those and look up until you finish.
Can you tell Mr. Iannetti what those are so he can look at his copies?
The counsel was shown each and every one of the photographs prior to the court coming in today. But I'm happy to give them to counsel as well.
I'm just trying to save some time.
Right. I just need to know the particular evidence numbers at the end.
Do you recognize those?
I do.
And what do you recognize those to be?
Photos that I took of item 7-16.
So additional items contained within item 7-16, is that correct?
Yes.
And what's contained in those photographs, is that a fair and accurate portrayal of what you observed during the course of your examination and analysis in regard to item 7-16 in this case?
Yes.
Thank you. Your Honor, the Commonwealth will seek to introduce and admit as the next 11 exhibits.
Any objection?
I'm not going to have an objection, but again, I just need to know what numbers.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Your Honor, with the court's permission, if I could publish some of the photos from this packet for the jury.
Okay.
Ms. Gilman, if I could have photograph 2036. Claire, do you recognize what's up on the screen as Exhibit 373?
That was one of the photos I just looked at.
And as far as the evidence bag containing items from 7-16, is that correct?
Yes.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could have 2039. And again, Ms. Blair, do you recognize what's up on the screen, which has now been marked as Exhibit 374?
I do.
And what do you recognize those to be?
A photo that I took of item 7-16.
And that would be the entirety of the items contained within that evidence back from the prior exhibit, is that correct?
Yes.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could have 2051. And again, Ms. Blair, do you recognize what's depicted up on the screen?
I do.
And what do you recognize that to be?
A photo I took of item 7-16.
And in particular, one of the...
Can you speak up a little bit, sorry?
Yeah.
A little bit slower. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
In particular, one of the red plastic pieces from item 7-16, is that correct?
Yes.
And for the record, Your Honor, that's Exhibit 376.
Okay.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could have photograph 2053. And again, Ms. Blair, do you recognize what's up on the screen, which has now been marked as Exhibit 378?
I do.
What do you recognize that to be?
One of the photos that I took of item 7-16.
And lastly, from this batch, Ms. Gilman, if I could have photograph 2055. And again, Ms. Blair, do you recognize what's up on the screen, which has now been marked as Exhibit 38?
I do.
And what do you recognize that?
It's one of the photos that I took of item 7-16.
And this particular item up here as Exhibit 380, you describe sort of color, shape, what you observe from this particular item?
That's a piece of red and clear apparent plastic.
A piece of red plastic with a piece of clear plastic sort of within the same piece, is that fair to say?
The same piece?
Yes.
Apparent plastic, but yes.
Thank you. Now,
Nick Valeri, if you could describe for the jury again, just as far as the process that
Can we put the lights on, Mr. Lally?
Yes, I'm sorry. My apologies, Your Honor.
No, it's okay. Thank you.
Nick Valeri, if you could explain to the jury again sort of the process that you undertook as far as these various pieces from these various evidence item numbers. What was the process that you undertook as far as doing your comparison?
So first of all, everything is documented. Each item is documented separately with photographs, notes. I put a label with the case number, item number, and then A, B, C, et cetera. If there are multiple pieces in it, a little label on each piece. I look at the photos to see if there are any similarities, dissimilarities, to see if there are any potential pieces to compare. And then if I do think that there are pieces that could be compared, I'll open those items and keep them all separate and then look at them in real time to see if it does actually look like they could be consistent before I bring them close together. And if it still looks like they could be consistent, then I'll bring them together to see if there is an actual mechanical fit, and then I'll document that and look at it under the stereo zoom.
And the device or the instrument that you're looking at, again, could you describe for the jury again what that is?
So the stereo zoom is also called the stereo microscope. It's a microscope that is on a stand, so you can put larger pieces of evidence underneath it.
Now, as far as that initial sort of looking at things together, are you doing that, how are you sort of organizing that? Is that by item number, by color, or by something else?
I did this by color because it seemed the easiest way to organize all of these pieces.
And then within the individual item number, say just randomly 7-15, for example, are you looking at that, those, if there's multiple pieces within an item, are you looking at the consistency within the item prior to looking, sort of crossing between 7-15 to 7-16? Is that the process?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Very long question, very confusing, my fault. So, as far as the comparison is concerned, are you looking solely within an item? So if an item has multiple pieces, are you comparing just those pieces within that item first?
As part of my initial examination, when I'm documenting that item, if there are multiple pieces, I'll compare those pieces first.
And then if there are any pieces that are consistent, are you then cross-referencing that item's pieces with pieces from a different item?
Yes.
Your Honor, may I approach?
Yes.
Ma'am, I'm showing you another series of 19 photographs. Just ask you to review those and look up. And do you recognize what's contained in those photographs, Ms. Valeri?
I do.
And what do you recognize them to be?
These are photos from my case of either within the same item that had a mechanical fit that I'd then taped together, or of mechanical fits from between different items.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Commonwealth is seeking to introduce in the minutes the next 19 exhibits.
No objection, but have I seen those yet?
Morning?
Right.
I was going to hand them to you after they were marked.
That's fine.
Thank you.
May I speak with counsel for 1 second?
Sure.
Before you get to the photos, Nick Soler, if I could just ask, as far as your analysis was concerned with reference to each of these items, if I could, just ask you some questions about that. Starting first with item 3-1, that was the passenger side taillight housing, is that correct?
I believe so.
And you analyzed pieces of that along with the sort of housing unit itself, is that correct?
Do you mean like there was the taillight and then there were smaller pieces also in the?
Correct.
Yes.
And you took measurements of the various pieces that you observed?
I did.
And did you record those within your notes?
I did.
Do you recall what those measurements were?
Not without looking at my notes.
With the court's permission, may the witness refer to our notes?
Yes, sure. Witness is ready, Mr. Lally.
And what were those measurements?
Do you want all of them?
Just in yes. I mean, first starting with reference to the taillight housing assembly.
Okay, so the taillight I called piece A in this case, and it measured approximately 14 inches by 9 inches by 8.25 inches.
And then which of the pieces that were contained within that sort of taillight evidence bag did you compare to the taillight housing itself?
So there was a lot of like very, very small pieces that I took pictures of, but they're very, very small, so they were not suitable for comparison, so I didn't look at those. There were some larger pieces that were suitable for comparison, so I did look to see if they fit in with piece A.
And with regard to that analysis of whether or not they fit in with piece A, which of those pieces did you find did fit?
So amongst item 3-1, let's see. Piece A and piece B fit together mechanically, and then piece A and piece F fit together mechanically.
F is in Frank.
F is in Frank, yes.
And it may be pretty apparent, but if you could, Ms. Flair, just expound upon what you mean when you say they fit together mechanically.
So when things break, they break in a unique pattern. Like, it's pretty different every time. So a mechanical fit is bringing two things with broken edges together to see if they were originally part of the same item, to see if they, like, if the broken edges align. And if they do, then that's a mechanical fit.
Now, turning your attention to item 7-5, you looked at those various pieces together as well, is that correct?
I believe so.
And were there any three pieces in total from 7-5, so A, B, and C, is that correct as well?
May I look at my notes? Yes.
And what, if any, match did you find with item within item 7-5?
There were no mechanical fits amongst those three items, or three pieces of the item.
And with reference to item 7-6, there were two pieces, A and B, within that, is that correct?
May I? Okay. yes.
And were there any physical matches within those two pieces of item 7-6?
No.
Now, turning your attention to item 7-8, do you recall how many pieces were contained within that?
If I may look at my... there were 14 pieces.
And of those 14 pieces, they were each compared to each other, is that correct?
Correct.
And what, if any, mechanical fit did you find between the pieces contained within 7-8?
So pieces C and D were found to fit together mechanically, and then pieces E and F were found to fit together mechanically.
Your Honor, may we approach, please?
Yes.
You are unmuted.
Ms. Flair, turning your attention to item 7-9, you analyzed three pieces from that, is that correct?
Okay. You know what, Mix Valer, you can just look the whole time.
Okay. Sorry, could you repeat your question?
Well, how many pieces were contained again within item 7-9?
Three pieces. 7-9.
Yes.
Three pieces.
And what, if any, physical matches did you find contained within that item 7-9?
There are no mechanical fits.
And with reference to 7-10, how many pieces?
One piece.
And with reference to item 7-11, how many pieces contained within that?
Six pieces.
And what, if any, physical matches did you find contained within 7-11?
There were none.
In 7-11, how many different colors of pieces were contained within 7-11?
There was black, red, and colorless apparent plastic.
Now, with reference to item 7-12, how many pieces were contained within that?
There were 14 pieces.
And of those pieces, again, how many different colors or how many different colors of pieces were within 7-12?
They were all colorless.
And from those, what, if any, mechanical fits did you observe or did you find within item 7-12?
Okay. So there were three. Do you want me to say all the pieces that fit together?
Please.
Okay. So pieces B, C, D, F, and K all fit together. Pieces E and I fit together. And pieces M and N fit together.
Now turning your attention to item 7-13, how many pieces were contained within item 7-13?
Three pieces.
And how many different colors of items were contained within 7-13?
It was red and black apparent plastic.
What, if any, physical matches did you find within item 7-13?
There were none.
Turning your attention to item 7-14, how many pieces were contained within that?
There was one piece.
And what color was that one piece?
It was colorless.
And turning your attention to item 7-15, how many pieces were contained within that?
There were eight pieces.
And as far as those eight pieces, how many items were of different color? What color were they?
They were red and colorless apparent plastic.
And of those eight pieces, what, if any, mechanical fits did you find within them?
So piece F and piece H were found to fit together.
And turning your attention to item 7-16, how many pieces were contained within 7-16?
There were seven pieces.
And of those seven pieces, what, if any, differences in color were the seven pieces within 7-16?
It was red and colorless apparent plastic.
And of those pieces, what, if any, mechanical fits did you find within 7-16?
So pieces A, C, and D fit together mechanically.
Now, with reference to those pieces, once you did those inspection from or analysis from the individual items, what, if anything, did you do with those individual items with reference to the taillight housing?
So before even comparing it to the taillight, I compared all of the questioned items to each other. So that's the 7-5 to 7-19, to see if any of those pieces would fit together. And amongst those, I was able to make five larger pieces, that I called piece one through piece five.
And of those larger pieces, which of those larger pieces were you able to mechanically fit together prior to comparing them to the taillight housing?
Sorry, can you?
From your analysis of those larger pieces and analyzing them together with other larger pieces, what, if any, opinions did you draw? What, if any, conclusions did you come to as far as your analysis of those pieces?
So for the larger pieces amongst item, like the different items that fit together mechanically, I can see that those items were once a part of the same unit.
And so I guess what I'm asking, Nick Valier, is with reference to, say, item 7-6 or 7-5, or the items in and of themselves, which of those items were you, if any, were you able to find mechanically fit with each other?
Amongst are you asking me like which specific items made up like piece one?
Correct.
Okay. I can. Okay. Okay, so piece one contained pieces from item 7-5, 7-8, 7-10, 7-11, 7-13, 7-15, and 7-16.
And then, so based on their mechanical fit, what, if any, conclusion did you draw in reference to those several items?
That those specific pieces from all of those items were at one time together as part of a larger unit.
And then what, if any, comparison or analysis did you do of items between item 7-15 and item 7-16?
So pieces from item 7-15 and 7-16 were part of piece one. I could look through my notes and see if they're a part of any of the other pieces that I fit together.
With the board's permission.
Okay.
Okay, so piece two consisted of pieces from item 7-15 and 7-16.
And then with reference to item 7-6 and 7-11, what if anything did you observe between the pieces of those?
So piece three consisted of pieces from item 7-6 and 7-11.
And similar to what you had described before with 7-15 and 16, as far as them mechanically fitting together, and now I'm talking about 7-6 and 7-11, what, if any, conclusions did you draw in regard to that?
That those pieces from item 7-6 and item 7-11 were at one time together as a larger unit.
And then as far as item 7-8, 7-9, and part of 7-16, what, if anything, were you able to do with reference to those?
So piece number four consisted of pieces from item 7-8, 7-9, and 7-16.
And as far as mechanically fitting those pieces together, again, what, if any, conclusions did you come to in reference to those items 7-8, 7-9, and 7-16?
That those pieces from item 7-8, 7-9, and 7-16 were at one time together as a larger unit.
Now, lastly, with reference to this, in reference to item 7-12 and 7-14, what, if any, analysis did you do with reference to pieces from those items?
Sorry, which item?
7-12 and 7-14.
I have item 7-11 and 7-12 that fit together for piece number five.
Oh. And Your Honor, with what's now been marked as exhibits 384 through 402, if I could ask to publish some of those to the jury?
Yes.
Ms. Gilman, if I could have photograph 2069.
And Ms. Blair, do you recognize what's up on the screen as now exhibit 384?
I do.
And what are we looking at here?
Within item 7-16, those are pieces that were mechanically fit together.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could have 2096. And Ms. Blair, do you recognize what's now been marked as exhibit 386?
I do.
And what do you recognize that to be?
So that is what I called piece one. So the piece that is made up of apparent plastic pieces from many of the different items.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could ask you to just zoom in a little onto the middle of that photograph.
What exhibit number is this, Mr. Lally?
Yes, Your Honor, this is 386. And from sort of this zoomed-in version of 386, Ms. Blair, are you able to now see some of the stickers or the evidence stickers that you would put labeling each of these pieces?
Yes.
If you could, just using the laser pointer, draw the jury's attention where those would be within this photograph.
So these labels right here are the labels that I put on each piece individually when I initially examine it. So all of the little white labels.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could have 2097. Ms. Blair, do you recognize what's up on the screen? What has now been marked as exhibit 387?
I do.
What do you recognize that to be?
That's still piece one. It's just from a different angle.
Ms. Gilman, if I could have 2101. And Ms. Valier, you recognize what's up on the screen now that has been marked as Exhibit 390?
I do.
What are we looking at here?
That's still piece one from another, photos taken from another angle.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could have 2103. And Ms. Valier, do you recognize what's up on the screen, which has now been marked as Exhibit 392?
I do.
What are we looking at as Exhibit 390?
That is another angle of piece one.
Ms. Gilman, if I could have photograph 2107. Ms. Ware, do you recognize what's up on the screen, which has now been marked as Exhibit 395?
I do.
And what are we looking at in Exhibit 395?
May I look at my notes?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. So that is piece two.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could have 2110. Ms. Gilman, if you could just zoom in a little bit on the stickers on this photograph. And Ms. Blair, do you recognize what's up on the screen, which is now been marked as Exhibit 398?
I do.
What do you recognize as?
That is piece three.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could have photograph 2111. And Ms. Gilman, if you could zoom into the stickers. Ms. Blair, do you recognize what's up on the screen, which has now been marked as Exhibit 399?
I do.
And what do you recognize that to be?
That is piece four.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could have photograph 2113. Again, if you could zoom in just a little. And Ms. Blair, do you recognize what's up on the screen now that's been marked as Exhibit 401?
I do.
And what do you recognize as?
That is piece five.
Thank you. Your Honor, may I approach?
Yes.
So, Ms. Valera, earlier I'd put before you another 23 photographs. Do you recognize what's depicted in those 23 photographs?
I do.
What do you recognize that to be?
That's comparisons between item 3-1 and piece 1.
And item 3-1, again, was the taillight, is that correct?
Correct.
Your Honor, with the court's, the court of Commonwealth would seek to introduce and admit as the next exhibits. Okay.
Exhibits 403 and 434, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your Honor, with the court's permission, if I may publish some of those, these photographs for the jury.
Yes.
Ms. Gilman, if I could have photograph 2156. Where do you recognize what's now up on the screen that's been marked as exhibit 403?
I do.
And what do you recognize that to be?
That's one of the photos comparing item 3-1 and piece 1.
Ms. Gilman, if I could have photograph 2125. Mick Flair, do you recognize what's up on the screen, which has now been marked as exhibit 411?
I do.
And what do you recognize that to be?
That's the contents of item 3-1.
And that's prior to you. At what stage of this analysis or comparison process is that?
So that's when I initially looked at item 3-1.
Thank you. Darf, I may have a moment?
Yes.
Ms. Gilman, if I could have photograph 2150. And Ms. Blair, do you recognize what's up on the screen, which has now been marked as exhibit 431?
I do.
And what are we looking at in 431?
So on the left is item 3-1, piece A. And then on the right is piece 1.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could have 2151. And Ms. Blair, do you recognize what's up on the screen, which has now been marked as exhibit 432?
I do.
What are we looking at in 432?
That is piece 1 on top of item 3-1 in a mechanical fit.
Is that the mechanical fit that you were talking about earlier in your testimony?
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Gilman, you can take that down. Mr. Valier, in reference to those items that you testified to earlier in item 3-1, the taillight housing, what, if any, conclusions regarding those items as far as a physical match, what, if any, conclusions did you come to?
That item 3-1 and the pieces that make up item, or the pieces that make up piece 1, were at one time together as a larger unit.
Thank you very much. I have no further questions.
May we approach one?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have testified that when evidence comes into the crime lab, it's given crime lab evidence or item numbers, correct?
It's given a case number, and then each piece of evidence gets its own individual item number.
Okay, and if you can just keep your voice up, because we want to make sure that the last jurors here can hear you. Consistent with that policy, the evidence that your lab received in this case was also given those item numbers, correct?
Correct.
So I'd like to ask you about one particular item number in this case, 7-18.18. Would you agree with me, and feel free to check your records, but would you agree with me that that was the item number given to, quote, debris from orange t-shirt and gray long sleeve shirt, end quote?
You can go ahead.
Okay.
And again, it's 718.18.
Debris from orange t-shirt, 7-17, and gray long sleeve shirt, 7-18-JO.
Terrific. Item 7-18.18 did not include the orange t-shirt itself, correct?
No.
Believe that you just testified that was given a different item number, which was 7-17?
I believe so.
And 7-18-18 also did not include the gray long sleeve shirt either, correct?
I didn't look at 7-17 or 7-18. I only received the debris from.
Okay, well, yeah, that's my point. So with regard to the orange t-shirt and the gray long sleeve shirt, those were given separate item numbers, and you examined what was the debris allegedly from those shirts, right? 7-18.18, correct?
Correct.
And that debris consisted of different categories, did it not?
There were different things inside of it, yes.
Yes, different categories of things, correct?
I'm sure.
All right, so one category was dirt and debris, correct?
Yes.
You did not test the dirt and debris, correct?
Correct.
Another category was, or were, I should say, several apparent hairs.
Yes.
And you did not test those hairs, correct?
Correct.
And another category, I believe you've already testified to, consisted of several pieces of red apparent plastic and one piece of clear apparent plastic that measured 1/8 inch by 1/16 inch. Is that accurate?
Okay, so there were several pieces of red apparent plastic and then one piece of clear apparent plastic measuring approximately 1/8 inch by 1/16 inch, yes.
Okay, and I apologize for continually reminding you, but I'm just mindful that everybody needs to hear you. So to the best you can, if you can just keep your voice up, I'll try to do the same. So when those several pieces of apparent red plastic and one piece of apparent clear plastic came into your possession, those pieces were obviously not embedded in either shirt when you examined them, correct?
I don't know. I didn't examine the shirt.
Well, so to my question, the pieces that you saw were not embedded in a shirt when you examined them, correct?
Correct.
And again, that's because you never took possession of any shirt in this case, correct?
Correct.
The pieces were loose and they were not embedded in anything, correct?
The pieces were, well, I examined the debris from the shirt. I don't know what the person who packaged it did to collect that.
Okay. And so it goes without saying that you never saw those pieces on either the orange shirt or the gray long sleeve shirt, correct?
I did not.
And you obviously had no control over how the evidence was handled before it came into your possession, correct?
We have a chain of custody in the laboratory, but I did not follow the evidence as it went through the chain.
Okay, and we'll talk about the chain of custody in a minute. Before this evidence came into your possession, you did not witness who seized it, correct?
Correct.
You did not witness who handled it, correct?
Correct.
before it came into your possession, you don't know who had access to that evidence, correct?
So all of our evidence is stored in locked facilities?
Right, but I guess let me modify that question. Before it came to your lab, you don't know who had access to that evidence, correct?
Correct.
You also don't know, before it came to your lab, whether the shirts in question were at all times kept separate from the red or clear plastic pieces of, pieces of plastic that were in the possession of certain members of the state police, correct?
Correct.
The chain of custody at the crime lab started with noting the state trooper who actually delivered the evidence to your lab, along with the date, correct?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Sure. The chain of custody at the crime lab starts with noting which state trooper delivered the evidence to your lab and the date that he or she delivered it, correct?
Or a crime scene responder, but the person who drops off the evidence to the laboratory, yes.
Okay. And in this case, which particular state trooper delivered the orange t-shirt and gray long sleeve shirt to your crime lab?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, which state trooper delivered the pieces of red and clear plastic pieces, I should say, that you just testified about?
The item 7-5 to 7-19.
Right, the several pieces of red apparent plastic and one piece of clear apparent plastic measuring 1/8 of an inch by 1/16 of an inch. That's what I'm referring to.
Wait, sorry, could you repeat the question?
Yes. You understand what I'm talking about, right? In terms of the several pieces of red apparent plastic and then the one piece of clear plastic that you have the measurements for?
You're talking about the apparent plastic that I noted in the debris of 7-18.18?
Correct. Which state trooper was it that delivered that?
Do you know?
Sorry, that's like that's an odd question.
I don't know if you want her to repeat it, Ms. Dianetti. You have to repeat that, please.
So evidence is submitted to...
What you just said that he missed.
Oh, I said that's kind of an odd question.
Oh, not for me. Do you have a record of that?
A record of what?
A record of which state trooper delivered that debris to the lab.
So it wouldn't be delivered as, like, debris. It would be delivered as the individual piece of clothing, which... then got assigned 7-18, I believe. And then as someone analyzes it, each offshoot of that piece of evidence gets a 7-18 point something. So the debris collected from that shirt is 7-18.18.
Okay, all right. Listen,
Take your time, Ms. Dianetti.
Okay, so I want to confirm with you that when you were assigned to this case, you were aware that the date of the incident was January 29th of 2022, correct?
Yes.
All right. And it's your testimony that you don't know which state trooper delivered the shirts to the lab, correct?
I could look at my notes because I have a printed chain of custody.
Sure. If you would check your notes for that, please.
Okay. So. Submission 7, which is everything that's item 7-, in this case, was submitted by Trooper Michael Proctor, I believe.
Oh, That was the answer to my question. Thank you. How long after January 29th of 2022, according to your records, did Michael Proctor deliver that clothing to the crime lab?
It was delivered on March 14th, 2022.
Okay, so about 6 weeks or so after January 29th, is that accurate?
Sure.
Given that your lab received this evidence on March 14th of 2022, you can't testify to the chain of custody of the clothing or the pieces of plastic prior to March 14th of 2022, correct?
Correct.
And except for the taillight housing that was seized by Maureen Hartnett, except for that, your chain of custody at the lab for the two shirts plus the pieces of plastic in 7-18.18, that began on March 14th of 2022, correct?
Correct.
So between January 29th of 2022 and March 14th of 2022, you do not know what Michael Proctor did or didn't do with the orange t-shirt and gray long sleeve shirt, correct?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
I don't know.
Okay. Now, I'd like to discuss with you, if I might, Michael Proctor's submissions of the pieces of plastic that you've testified about. Your lab received from Michael Proctor several different evidence bags containing red, clear, and black pieces of plastic, correct?
Correct.
Some of those evidence bags contain relatively small pieces of plastic in them, correct?
Correct.
And some of those evidence bags contained larger pieces, right?
Correct.
The evidence bags that you received listed the dates of recovery of those pieces of plastic, did they not?
I believe so.
And the evidence bags that you received also listed the officer who recovered the plastic pieces, right?
I believe so.
And again, when you receive those evidence bags, whatever numbers are on them, your lab assigns them your item number, correct?
Correct.
So I'd like to ask you first about item number 7-8. Do you have a record of that?
Yes.
Now, that evidence bag, item number 7-8, contained multiple pieces of red, black, and clear pieces of plastic, correct?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. Contained 14 pieces of red, black, colorless, and silver-colored apparent plastic, yes.
Okay. And the date of collection was February 3rd of 2022?
Go back ahead.
Okay. Item 7-8?
Yes.
February 3rd, 2022.
Okay, and that was, if you have that in front of you, that was also collected by a trooper named DeChico, correct?
Oh, yes, correct.
Oh. I may approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
So I show you a photograph. Can you identify what that is?
Yes.
What is that?
That is the handwritten label on item 7-8.
That would have been the evidence bag that your lab received and gave item number 7-8 to it, correct?
Correct.
And that appears to be an exact photograph.
I don't think there's an objection to it, so we can just put it in.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. May I offer that, Your Honor?
Sure.
Exhibit 435.
May I display that for the jury, Your Honor?
Okay.
And this is 3. That is what I just showed you on the screen, correct?
Correct.
And if that's where it's indicated what the date of collection was and which trooper collected it, correct?
Correct.
All right, we can turn the lights on for a minute. And you would agree with me that that date, February 3rd of 2022, was only 5 days after the January 29th blizzard, correct?
I don't recall the dates of blizzards, but...
Oh, okay. But let's put it the date of the incident. You would have previously testified that was January 29th, correct?
Correct.
All right. And February 3rd was 5 days after that, right?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to show Exhibit 279, please, which is 3 days, please.
Okay.
Now, Exhibit 279, which is displayed on the screen now, this is one of the photos taken of some of the contents of Item 7-8, is it not?
That's the entirety of the contents of Item 7-8.
Okay. You would agree with me that those were the pieces that were inside that evidence bag labeled February 3rd as the date of recovery 5 days after January 29th, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you see that there are some relatively small pieces that were allegedly found on February 3rd, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, Your Honor, I'm continually showing photographs. We can turn the lights on and off, whatever the court's preference is.
You can just tell the court officer when you want the lights turned on.
Okay, all right. So they get turned on for like a question or two, and then I turn them back off.
But whatever you want to do.
That's fine. All right, so I'd like to contrast some of those pieces with some of the pieces that were found days and weeks later by Michael Proctor. And I'd like to start first with item 7-13. This is, I'd like to display Exhibit 343, which, Mr. Bates, is item 5. Okay. All right. You were previously asked about Exhibit 343, which is now displayed on the screen?
Yes.
And that is the first evidence bag submitted by Trooper Proctor, is it not? Let me rephrase that. He submitted evidence bags all at one time, correct?
Yes.
All on 314. So when I said the first evidence bag, I meant the earliest date of collection. I should have asked it that way. February 8th of 2022.
Sure. I don't know all of the dates that each item was collected on.
Okay. But in any case, that those, according to the evidence bag that you received, the contents of that bag, which were, again, pieces of plastic, correct? Pieces of apparent plastic. Those were found 5 days after the pieces that you previously testified were found by DeChicco, right, on February 3rd?
Correct.
All right. And February 8th was now 10 days after January 29th, correct?
Correct.
Can I have displayed Exhibit 346, which is 5A? Okay, looking at Exhibit 346, you will agree with me that this particular piece found on February 8th by Trooper Proctor was quite a bit larger than many of the plastic pieces that had been found by Trooper DeChicco 5 days earlier on February 3rd, correct?
I mean, there were a variety of sizes of pieces on the other one, but that is a... what is that, approximately 4-ish inches?
Right, but my point is, Exhibit 346, what's displayed, that plastic piece, is quite a bit bigger than the small pieces that were contained in DiCicco's collection, correct?
Than some of those pieces, yes.
Okay. Now I'd like to move on to item 7-15, and if I could show Exhibit 352, please, which is item 8, Mr. Bates. Okay. Item 7-15, the evidence bag that supports that lists the law enforcement officer who recovered the plastic pieces as Trooper Michael Proctor, correct?
Correct.
And the date of recovery of those pieces was February 11th of 2022, correct?
Correct.
And again, hearkening back to DiCicco's evidence bag from February 3rd, this is now 8 days later that these pieces are found, correct?
Correct.
And it's now almost 2 weeks that these pieces are found after January 29th, right? 13 days?
Correct.
All right, if I could show Exhibit 355, which is 8A, Mr. Bates. You would agree with me that this particular piece found by Trooper Proctor on February 11th is also quite a bit larger than those small pieces that were contained in Trooper DiCicco's evidence collection, correct, on February 3rd?
Correct.
All right, I'd like to move on to item 7-16. Which is number 9, Mr. Bates?
What exhibit number is this, Mr. Bates?
And this is, this has not yet been introduced, so I'm about to introduce it. And in fact, why don't I do that first?
Okay.
If I can approach the witness.
Sure. And there's no objection to this, Mr. Lally?
No, Your Honor.
Okay.
I'll just have the witness identify it and then offer it. Do you recognize what that photo depicts that I've handed to you?
I do.
What is it?
The handwritten label from item 7-16.
Okay. I would offer that, Your Honor.
Okay.
Exhibit 436.
Thank you.
Okay, so if I can display Exhibit 436, which is number 9.
Sure.
And again, you just identified that as the bag supporting item 7-16, correct?
Correct.
That also lists the law enforcement officer who recovered the plastic pieces as Trooper Michael Proctor, correct?
Correct.
And the date of recovery of those plastic pieces was February 18th of 2022, correct?
Correct.
Trooper Proctor is now finding these pieces over 2 weeks after the smaller pieces were found by Trooper DiCicco, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
February 18th is nearly 3 weeks after January 29th, is it not?
Correct.
All right. If I could show Exhibit 380, which is 9A, Mr. Bates. You would agree with me that this particular piece found by Trooper Proctor on February 18th is also quite a bit larger than those smaller plastic pieces found by Trooper DiCicco on February 3rd, correct?
Correct.
This one appears to be about 11 centimeters long, approximately.
Sure.
All right. If I could show Exhibit 376, which is 9B, Mr. Bates. Okay. And you would agree with me that this particular piece found by Trooper Proctor on February 18th is also quite a bit larger than those smaller plastic pieces found by Trooper DiCicco back on February 3rd, correct?
Correct.
In fact, that appears to be larger than the piece that you just identified in Exhibit 380, correct?
The one that was just on the screen?
Right.
Yes.
This one appears to be maybe about 18 centimeters long. Does that seem accurate?
I mean, it's longer than the ruler.
Okay, yeah. Finally, if we could show Exhibit 378, which is 9C, Mr. Bates. You would agree with me that this particular piece found by Trooper Proctor on February 18th is even larger than the last one that we just saw, correct?
In length, yes.
Okay. This appears to be about 19 centimeters long?
I mean, longer than the ruler that's up there.
Okay.
But I have the actual measurement in my notes.
Sure. Well, and the precise measurement's not important. I'm just getting at the relative comparison. This one's certainly quite a bit larger than the smaller pieces found by Trooper DeChico back on February 3rd, correct?
Correct.
This larger piece of red plastic, like the previous two that you just identified, were all found on February 18th, about 3 weeks after January 29th, correct, according to your records?
Correct.
And regarding these last three evidence bags, labeled item number 713, 715, and 716, in February of 2022, from February 8th to the 18th, those were all plastic pieces collected by Michael Proctor, correct?
Correct.
And in addition to collecting those pieces...
We turn the lights on, Ms. Tiannetti?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. And we can take that down, please?
Yes. In addition to collecting those plastic pieces on all those different days, Michael Proctor was also the person to hand deliver those last three evidence bags, all on March 14th of 2022, correct?
Correct.
And you do not know what Michael Proctor did or didn't do with those evidence bags of pieces of taillight prior to March 14th of 2022 when your lab received them, correct?
Objection.
I'm going to sustain it. We've already asked that.
All right. Now, the taillight of that Lexus sits in the housing of the Lexus, the taillight housing, such that part of the taillight faces the rear of the car and part of the taillight loops around and faces the passenger side of the car, correct?
Sure.
I don't... Right, because it's on the corner.
Sure, yeah.
You'd agree with me that once you received the final pieces of taillight from Michael Proctor on March 14th, or once your lab received that, you were then able to piece together a majority of the taillight, correct?
So I wasn't assigned this case until later, once everything had already been submitted to the laboratory.
Right. So it was true that after Michael Proctor submitted these pieces of taillight on March 14th, it was after that that you were able to do the reconstruction that you testified about, correct?
Correct.
If I could have Exhibit 432 displayed, which is image 2151, Mr. Bates. That is the reconstruction, the final reconstruction that you were able to do, correct? You would agree with me that there's one section of that taillight that was missing completely, correct?
Correct.
And that missing section is noticeably visible in your reconstruction, is it not?
Yes.
And do you still have that laser pointer there?
I do.
Would you please point to the section of taillight that's missing? Okay. Appears to be a hole on the upper left side of that exhibit.
Is that a question?
Yes, it actually was. Okay. I should have said right or correct, but I didn't.
Yes.
Okay. And the you would agree with me, and if we could zoom back out, Mr. Bates, you would agree with me that the portion of taillight that you did not have was strictly on the rear side of the taillight, if I can call it that.
I am not sure what orientation that goes on to a car.
Okay. But in any case, to this day, you do not know where the pieces that make up that hole are or what happened to them, correct?
I do not.
I may have a moment.
Okay.
No further questions. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Lally.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, Mix Valera
In reference to item 7-17 and 18, the orange t-shirt and the gray sweatshirt, fair to say you never actually physically saw those items, correct?
The clothing? No, I did not.
Okay. Now, the debris that was provided, are you familiar with how that process or who got those debris items from those clothing items?
I can look at my notes and tell you who submitted it or who transferred it to our unit.
If you could.
Okay. Your witness is ready, Mr. Lally.
I'm sorry. And from your view, who was that person?
Maureen Hartnett.
Now, as far as the 1/8 of an inch by a 1/16 of an inch red and clear apparent plastic pieces that you observed within that debris, that was mixed in with other debris as far as dirt, fibers, things of that nature, is that correct?
Yes.
And the 1/8 of an inch by 1/16 of an inch pieces that were contained within that debris, is that something that you observed visually or microscopically or both?
So visually, I take overall pictures of the debris, and then I'll look through the stereo zoom to see if there's any anything that looks different, and then I'll take a picture of that. So that is what I did. I looked through the stereo zoom.
Now, as far as the collection of evidence, fair to say you don't know who was a trooper, who was there when they were collected, how many troopers were there when it was collected, anything to do with that, fair to say?
Yes.
And as far as the pieces that you've testified to, as far as fitting them mechanically together, all of those pieces then fit mechanically onto the taillight housing taken from the defendant's vehicle, correct?
Correct.
Nothing further.
Okay.
Nothing on that.
All right, Mix Valer, you are all set. Thank you very much. All right. Joyce, do you want to take your morning break now? Or wait? We have a question. Yeah, people are saying yes, so we'll take the morning break now.
All rise for the court, please.
Joyce, follow me.
So I'll see counsel for a second at sidebar, please.
Court is still in session.
You are unmuted. You are muted.
More raw courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed is coming up from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss a minute.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand-new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand-new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand-new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand-new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand-new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand-new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.